This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
Take it to the house.
Hello, Dave. Happy week 8 to you, sir.
Hopefully you guys took it to the house last week and had a big win. We are now halfway through the fantasy football regular season. Yep. And in the past, I would say, all right, now you know where your teams are. But I feel like in every league, there's like two people that are 5-2, two people that are 2-5, and everyone else is 3-4 and 4-3. And the first 7 weeks almost don't even matter, which is crazy considering all the injuries and all the hell that the NFL has kind of put us through with their players and whatnot, while also enjoying the game that we love. So I think being prepared for the second half of the fantasy season is huge. And just because you're 2-5, Bish, it doesn't mean that you're out of it by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I'm 2-5 in one league and I'm done, Ski. But I am. I won, Dave. I won two games last week by a combined total of 3 points.
Oh, nice.
So, and I got completely hooked. But all right, one league. I'm 4-3 in this league. I got Kyler, and now, but I also have Tua coming off the IR if he's playing, which I assume he is. Who do you like there, Kyler or Tua?
Assuming that he plays, it's Tua, and it's because this offense is going to operate much differently with him compared to the other crummy quarterbacks that they've put in under center. It's built for Tua, and he knows what to do. And the fact that he's able to practice this week, I think it's a really good sign. The fact that he wanted to come back and play, I think that tells you how motivated he is to come back and be a factor and to help the Dolphins win. And Tyreek Hill spoke to the media down here in South Florida yesterday, and he literally said, put me back in your labs. He cursed about it. He was talking to the fantasy universe. He knows that he just hasn't been in an offense that's tailored to him without Tua. And remember, he's been outspoken about Tua all along. This offense is going to look a lot better with Tua Tagovailoa in it. And so here's the thing. Tyreek Hill is like a must-start receiver again. I think Jalen Waddle's a number two receiver, partially because we kind of have a lot of injuries at wide receiver right now, and you don't have a lot of choices. He would be a number three receiver if everybody were healthy. But Devon Achane's been terrible, really, since he's come back from his concussion. And I wonder if you could trade for him on the cheap. So you might want to go and approach the manager in your league who has Devon Achane, see what they would give up for him and get him on your team, because everybody's going to be better with Tua under center for however long that is. Hopefully it's the rest of the season.
Hey, Dave, I really want to add Cedric Tillman to one of my rosters, and you're going to laugh, but I don't want to cut this person that I have a hard time quitting this person. And his name is Taysom Hill. Is that just a complete waste of time? Is he just clogging my bench? Can you give
is
me some clarity
this week?
Here? No, he's missed like the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, he's had a rib injury.
Yeah.
He's had a rib injury. And it's kind of a weird thing with Taysom Hill. We know that the Saints aren't going to have Derek Carr this week. Do the Saints consider putting Taysom Hill at quarterback? Ooh. If he's ready to play.
See, that's why
Rattler's been so terrible.
What you just said there, that's the reason why I have a hard time letting him go, because they'll use him right. in so many different ways. I feel like he's like a cheat code if I have him, and I don't want to give him up.
So let me just tell you about Cedric Tillman, and then you can make the decision about whether or not
you
want him. First of all, not a very fast wide receiver, physical wide receiver, playing in Cleveland. We know that the opportunity is going to be there because they traded Amari Cooper. Jameis Winston's the quarterback. That's always going to be a grab bag when it comes to him putting the ball in the air. Got a lot of targets last week. I think the only safe target getter in Cleveland moving forward is David Njoku, the mm-hmm. tight end. Okay, he's going to, just for whatever reason, there's a disconnect between him and Deshaun Watson. But with every other quarterback that the Browns have rolled in there, Njoku's gone off. It makes me nervous that what we saw from Tillman last week is a mirage. I don't know if he's a big-time after-catch player unless the defense makes a mistake. I don't see him as anything more than maybe somebody that you speculate with one of your bench spots. But frankly, if you don't need wide receiver help in full PPR, you might as well just stick with Taysom Hill and see what happens this week. Now, listen, when Carr comes back, I don't know if Taysom Hill's value is going to be very good. Maybe it's like a streaming tight end. Mm-hmm. That's it. But we might be spending 60 seconds on two guys that really just don't matter
okay.
for fantasy football.
That's fine.
All right. Devontae Smith, who was a big dud last week.
Dud.
Or Brian Thomas Jr.?
I like both of them a lot. I think I'm going to lean toward Devontae Smith. And the reason why he was a dud last week is because the Eagles really just leaned on Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts only threw the ball 14 times in the game.
Right.
So I think they're going to have to do more than that. This could be a shootout against Cincinnati. And I low-key like the Packers' defense. I think that they're actually better than the stats say that they are. And I wonder if they're just going to harass Trevor Lawrence. I do like Thomas Jr. because of his upside. But I think Devontae Smith in the slot against Cincinnati, that's been a winning spot for wide receivers this year. Mike Hilton hasn't been as good as he has in years past. And I could see Devontae Smith having a big bounce-back game.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. If you have a question for Dave Richard, and we know that you do.
All right, let me see here. Cakes, where are we going to go? Let's go. Oh, I got to make sure I got him on hold. Yep. Almost botched that again.
Get Valdez. Dave locked in. Keep him locked in, my friend.
Almost botched that. All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, friends. How's everybody?
Hello, great. Jacques.
Great.
Sweet deal. Hey, Dave. So I've got Kyler Murray, which, you know, it's been an up and down situation, and it's hard to trust him right now. For this week, I noticed that Patrick Mahomes appeared on the waiver wire, which is probably where he belongs as a streaming quarterback at this point. But against the Raiders, do I pick him up and play him over Kyler this week?
I've got Kyler ranked two spots ahead of Mahomes, but I don't feel so strongly about it where you pivot to Mahomes and I, you know, curse you out for it or something like that. And by the way, if I did that, I think I'd like be struck by lightning, cursing out Pastor
Jacques. Yeah, I wouldn't advise that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to always sing the praises. But the bottom line is this. Adding DeAndre Hopkins, I think it'll help Patrick Mahomes. I don't think it necessarily changes the tenor or the directive of what the Chiefs offense is. And the Chiefs are still going to be able to run the ball very, very well against the Raiders. I think if Mahomes has two touchdowns, I'm not sure there's going to be more than like 200 yards along with it. So I think there's just a little bit more upside for Kyler Murray, who, let's face it, without his legs, he'd be impossible to start in fantasy. But the fact that he's able to run for some long touchdowns, keep the offense on the field with his legs, that's a good thing. I just wish that the Cardinals would let him throw more. If I believe in the Dolphins offense putting up points, then I think this could be one of those weeks where Kyler Murray does have to throw more. And Murray could have better numbers. I think he's got a higher ceiling than Mahomes.
Best of luck, Jacques.
Thank you, Jacques. Appreciate it, bud. Let's go to George Waldorf. George, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, Dave. I need to have either Cup or Neighbors, Dave. Help me out here. I need help. Cup or Neighbors.
I love them both this week, and I know that Malik Neighbors delivered a dud, and we're all very concerned about this Giants offense moving forward. Guess what? I'm still taking him over Cooper Kupp. I think this is going to be a showcase game for Kupp, by the way, where the Rams are just going to pelt him with targets. If they lose the game, they trade him. If they win the game, they keep him for at least another week. Hopefully he's healthy and he's good to go. They really took their time bringing him back. That's a good thing. So hopefully Cooper Kupp gets a lot of work in full PPR, top 10 type of fantasy wide receiver, but so is Neighbors. We know what he's capable of, and I think the Giants are going to have to throw a lot against the Steelers.
All right. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jake, Fredericksburg.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jake.
You kind of already answered my question, Dave. I do have Tua, and he's actually in like an IR spot, so I got to move him. My other two are Darnold, who I hate starting Thursday night quarterbacks, and I have Drake May. Out of those three, if I'm starting Tua, should I drop Darnold or May?
I would drop May because I think you'd be more comfortable starting Darnold just in general if Tua were to miss time again. And you've got two of my top ten quarterbacks on your team. Darnold is ahead of Tua Tagovailoa. Man, I can't get his name right. But Darnold does have a good matchup against the Rams. I know that the Thursday night game is going to kind of mess things up for you. And if that's your process, then go ahead and stick with it. But I do think Darnold has some good upside for potentially three touchdowns against the Rams.
Hey, Dave, where are you looking at for Juwan Jennings if he goes, or Ricky Pearsall?
I like Jennings a lot more than Pearsall. I think, and listen, Pearsall is his first NFL game, so he kind of gets a pass for last week, but he looked kind of lost. And the two things that I came to know Pearsall for, number one, he was a great separator. I didn't see a lot of that in the first game. And number two, and this was especially when I watched him practice at the Senior Bowl, I thought he dealt with physicality a lot better than other wide receivers on the field. For example, I thought he dealt with, you know, being pressed and jostled and stuff like that better than Ladd McConkey did. And then in this game, he couldn't deal with it. So it is the NFL, and it's obviously a tougher level. So Pearsall's got to get used to it. Juwan Jennings has been there for a while. He's the one who can absolutely play in that Brandon Ayuk role. And I know the Ayuk role, you think of Brandon Ayuk, you think of him catching 40-yard bombs. Well, he wasn't really doing that this year. He was running a bunch of slants and shorter patterns. Jennings can do that. We saw what he did with a huge opportunity earlier this season. I think he can not do that again. Three touchdowns is crazy. But get you 12 PPR points as a floor. I think Juwan Jennings can do that. Still out there in a handful of leagues as well.
All right, let's get one more call in before the speed round.
All right,
prep everybody. Let them know it's coming.
Let's go to Aiden. Aiden, you're on with Dave Richard. Hey, buddy.
Hello. I'm 0-7 right now, and I just did a trade. Oh. I traded away Josh Allen for Trevor Lawrence and DeAndre Swift. Do you think I won that trade or no?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a one quarterback league, you're probably giving the league away to somebody else, but you'll have a better lineup just by having Swift in it at running back. And there are people out there that are 0-7, and they're still fighting. And I commend those people. Sir,
I do too.
How do you get to 0-7?
Staying in it.
It's bad luck.
Bad drafting. It's bad free agent moves.
Pretty common.
Hey, I'm 1-6, and I'm on that waiver wire, just ruining everyone's day.
You got to grind it every week, perfect. Valdez, no matter where you are in the standings. You know that. Can't quit.
Yeah. Well,
I still play hard.
League though, and quarterbacks get more points, but still.
All right, gotcha.
You're in trouble.
We wish you luck, sir.
Good luck, Aiden.
It's a good move.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, now it's speed round time. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice allowed. No dumb questions. No trade questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones. Drab will yell at you if you do that. And don't disrespect Dave's advice. Those are the rules.
What about the redundancy of flex spot?
That's a new one. Well, I'll add that to the list for next week.
Okay, not going to add it for today?
That's fine. Valdez added it. We're good.
All right, but so what does that mean, though?
I mean, you don't need to say, I need to play a guy in a flex.
Because who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right, let's go to Owen. Speed round, go.
Owen.
James Conner, Chuba Hubbard, or Najee Harris?
Call him Chuba.
Chuba.
Thank you.
Dave?
I said Chuba.
Oh, he said Chuba. Sorry, I didn't hear you, buddy. I'm sorry.
Chuba dooby doo.
Let's go to Corey. Speed run, go.
Getting Daniels hurt, Bo Nix, Matt Stafford, or Justin Herbert?
I think I've got Stafford the highest of those three.
Thank you.
All right, really?
You should be able to do better than that off your waiver.
Agree.
Go get it. You know, Russell Wilson looked really good. Everybody saw it on Sunday night. I would start him ahead of all those guys.
Let's go to Tyler. Speed round, go.
Stafford will wait on Jaden or Mariota.
I would go with Stafford, I think, over Mariota. I don't think Jaden Daniels is playing. By the way, the earlier question about Chuba or Connor, give me Connor instead against the
Dolphins. I'm curious. I know you have insiders.
Connections.
Why do you think he's not playing?
I just don't think – I just have been told not to expect him to play because of the rib injury.
Who told you? You've been told.
I mean, he's got sources.
Somebody with the team?
I'm just telling you what I've heard.
He can't reveal.
So what did he say exactly?
I've been told not to expect him to be out there.
That's what he said.
All right, he ain't playing then.
Get ready for Eminem Part 2.
Ugh.
Marcus Mariota, draft's excited.
We're going to be big losers this week.
I do think Mariota played exceptionally well last week, and Zach Ertz said after the game, he's running the same type of offense that he ran at Oregon. That's when he won the Heisman, and he never ran that offense in the NFL. So this is something that agrees with Mariota. I think it's good for him. I just wouldn't start him against the Bears coming off of a bye. I think this is a big time trap for him.
Grab the mic. This supersedes the speed round. Grab the mic. You have to.
I mean, Zach Ertz is just regurgitating what I said on Monday on the show. I'm a football savant. I knew it.
Well, he just said not to play him.
No, about Mariota and his offense.
Oh. Right. No, it's an excellent observation. And if you made it before Zach Ertz said it on Sunday, then, you know, good for you. But it's really true. Like, Mariota, there's a reason why he looks so good. And it wasn't just because he was playing Carolina. Although
that helps.
Yeah, it does help.
Right.
Drab knows ball.
Drab knows ball.
I'm going to text you some things too, Dave.
Okay. All right.
I texted him like 18 questions last week.
Let's go to Mike. Manassas, speed round, go.
Terry McLaurin or JSN?
Jackson
I've got
Smith.
McLaurin over Smith and Jigba, but I do like Smith and Jigba a lot this week. It's closer than it should be between those two.
Oh, really?
Good luck.
Really?
Let's go to Steve. Speed round, go.
Geno or Baker? I can't trust Baker without his top two weapons in the passing game, so I guess I'll take Geno, but that's another one where I would rather go with Russell Wilson. I'd rather go with Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson, too. Both those veteran quarterbacks over Geno.
All right, let's go to Carlos. Speed round, go.
Super flex.
Oh, no. What happened to him?
He just paused.
He also said super flex.
Super flex is different than flex.
Super flex is two different flex. It's way different. Multiple QBs.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
He can call back.
We're going to have to get together on the rules. That's a demerit.
Yeah.
Just so you know. All right, let's go to Josh. Josh, he's so anxious to hang up on you.
He is.
Josh, it literally makes his day.
Chuba or Travis Kelce?
Who is it?
Chuba or Travis?
Chuba.
I will take Kelce.
Oh, do you ever think about being a cop? I feel like you would like to jack guys up against a wall.
That's too hard of a job for me.
Too much paperwork.
Although I do appreciate law and order.
Yeah, I know you do.
But
I know you do. You wouldn't take any disrespect either. I feel like you would like that.
I'd be a bad cop.
Yeah, I think you.
He'd be tasing people left and right.
Would you be a little tantalized too with all the drug money and everything?
definitely putting stuff in my pocket.
I need the key to the evidence room.
All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, speed round, go.
Bo Nick.
He said. See, he just wants to hang up.
I'm telling you, man. I've never seen anybody so excited.
Those are the rules.
Ed, rules are rules. Yeah. Let's go to Eddie. Speed round, go.
Dak or Bo Nix?
Dak.
All right, and finally, go to our guy, John DePompa. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a PPSC league. Dave, that's where you get points for screaming at Cakes. Who screamed at Cakes more, Mean Gene when he went to bed or George Mercier when he missed a layup?
Oh, man. Those are some old school polls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what's the answer there?
It's a close one. Yeah, my dad wouldn't yell at me for wetting the bed. I think he was probably deep down like, what the hell's going on with this kid?
And George coached you in soccer, not basketball. That's kind of a botch.
There may have been some, but I do appreciate the George Mercier pull. That is a good old school name.
Basketball coach was Mr. Neal.
It's very inside. Very inside.
Very inside.
Yeah. All right, Dave, happy weekday. Best of luck to you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
If I may, just to try and trump Bish's story about winning two games by 3 points, a few weeks ago in my Dynasty League, I lost by a third of a fantasy point. Yeah, we use decimals. We're nerds. Deal with it. 3 days later, a stat correction comes in on one of my IDPs where a pass defense is given to him. Pass defense are worth a full point. I win by two-thirds of a fantasy point, and I'm in first place in our Dynasty League because of it.
That ruined that guy's week.
Dave. That's impressive. All right, Dave.
I got to even break the news to the guy while we were watching games together on Sunday. It's my boss.
You're running hot. Running hot, Dave. Well done. All right, we'll talk to you next week, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good luck, guys.
See you, bro.
That's Dave Richard. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. You just heard Dave Richard say he's had people telling him, don't expect Jaden Daniels to start this weekend. Now, that's rumor and scuttle at this point. But if that happens, do you trust Marcus Mariota if he has to start against the Chicago Bears? We'll take your calls on that on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. We'll finally get to your calls on an open line Thursday next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.